boy in our lives. We know how much hell a ring like mine.
Yeah!
Funky Revolutions, for the fattest of the funk and other liberation musics. Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m., pure funk and the shuffle of people marching in the streets. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
You know you want to.
FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Soundwaves in the air.
CKUT,
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
People's Station.
Listen closely, I can hear them.
at the inner city. I hear the whistle getting louder in the street. Youths in need, crying, please, someone please. Take a look and you'll see how this dollar's decrease and the bills increase. The minimum wages, please. Money flow through your hand like breeze. Maximum tax on school fees. And poverty a deadly disease. Every ghetto boy and girl deserve a pot of gold. Still in this material world, you don't sell your soul.
Yeah. didn't I make you feel like you were the only man? Didn't I give you everything that a woman possibly can? But of all the love I gave you, it was never enough. Now I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can be tough. So come on, baby. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby, yeah. Break another little bit of my heart now, honey, yeah. Have another little piece of my heart now, baby, yeah. You know you got it if it makes you feel good. Come on and take it. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby, yeah. Break another little bit of my heart now, honey, yeah. Can have it. Have another little piece of my heart now, baby, yeah. You know you got it if it makes you feel good, yeah. Come on and take it. Take it, baby. You can break it. Break it.
Very warm and pleasant good afternoon to you all. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms on a very blustery day with the snow coming down, trickling down as a matter of fact. Not as bad as upstate New York and going back that West End. They're having 8 feet of snow and 5 feet of snow. Welcome to CKUT, your station, 90.3 FM and WFFR in Washington, D.C. Who takes us through that area? And so much to do. Today is dedicated to my brethren and sisters of Barbados, as we will be having a lot of Bajan talk and what have you. Soca Massive, you will have to forgive me. Let me get down this music here. Foster Papetti, still standing tall in the hearts of lovers and others. Where else do you hear this type of music here in Montreal? People don't play that type of music anymore. It's sad, you know what I'm saying? And let me get it down here so you don't wear out my CD. We play a lot of stuff like this, like Noontime Cuts. Say you will hear he gets into some nice music. He's on Fridays at 12 to 2 p.m. if you can tune in. CKUT.ca. Beautiful DJ. Not as good as my DJ Nicholas. No, I'm only kidding. They're both my DJs. He's the one who started with me originally until he branched out on his own. Never looked back, and that's good. So, what's happening? I must say, I am boycotting. Somebody asking me about the World Cup. I have to boycott the World Cup. My daughter, who is the voice of the World Cup on this program, says no way. She has to boycott the World Cup because of it's happening right now while I'm looking for the paper that I just wrote her info on, and of course it's disappeared. The little ghost came and took it. But she says because right now in Europe that's a big soccer time in November, and they can't have that, so she's boycotting it. She has nothing to say. Plus, for those of you who don't know, there are 8 beautiful stadiums in Qatar. Google it and see on whose backs those were built. And for me, I'm boycotting it because there's no beer that's being sold. I'm not a beer drinker. But there's no beer being sold in the stadium there. You go watch a soccer game, you want to drink a beer or two or three, or you get so drunk you don't know who won the game. But, you know, it's part of the fun, and they've taken that away from them. And you're not allowed to take pictures here, there, and everywhere. So, you know, some people are fed up. And somehow there's not too much fun. The only regrets we have right now is that Canada is there playing, you know, so we won't be seeing them, we won't be hearing them, you know, until they come here next 4 years. Because, you know, the home team is naturally has to go through. But Canada is doing their thing today, and next week or today? Next week, I don't even know. I'm not really following it. My brother in Washington, D.C. said he's following it because he's a diehard football fan. I'm a diehard soccer fan, too. I made it to the top level in Jamaica. I got invited to come and try out and all that. But I love soccer. It's my favorite game. But for the reasons that I told you, no beer. No, that's not true. It's not that the reason, but, you know, I don't want to get into the political situation here with that. It's not my cup of tea. I want to wish happy birthday to the man who runs the network of stations at WFFR in Washington, D.C. I want to say hello to Bobby. Happy birthday, brother. Hope you're enjoying it. I hope wife is taking care of you, you know. All right. So let me just do my birthday thing because, you know what I mean, I don't want nobody to get jealous and say, how come you didn't sing anything for my hobby? So Bobby, brother, enjoy your day. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Bobby. Happy birthday, dear Bobby. Happy birthday to you. I'm a little bit hoarse, but happy birthday, brother, brother Bob. I wish you all the best, and I gotta get something for my throat, you know. I just found the piece of paper I was looking for. She says she watches the EPL, which is the European thing. So she, you know, it's a big time of the year. November would be a big time in Europe. So November, December, so they can't play. More important is the human rights. I won't go into details, but look up who built the 8 stadiums in Qatar. So, What are we going to do? This, about 4:45, I will, the Soca Massive going to kill me today. But listen, I have to listen to, what I planned on doing is not working out because some of the people didn't show up. So, but I know I have my two guests. They're going to show up. Plus, I'm going to talk to Drew. Drew was in Barbados the other day. And I am going to ask him, what was he doing in Barbados? And he's going to explain to me. He's a busy man now, you know. And so, you know, let me play a little soca till then come.
90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythm.
Mr. Nicholas, he made this for me because he's at a birthday party, sweet 16, going out to his beautiful daughter. So until my guest comes on, I will play you some of this soca because I'm going to be chatting all through the Soca Hour with my two guests from Barbados. And remember, we are on the Zoom this afternoon, so you can get to talk to these stars, okay? 857-4645-3028, meeting ID, all right? 3028-4645-857.
From quite in London, checking the horse information. He know his coat and who is Philly. Who win the Oaks and win the Derby? This English racing have him like a fool. Throw away all the bread in the pool. But Monday morning, he's lost. In the evening, he's lost. Evening races, he's lost. Double losses, he's lost. Man, I want a divorce. Better I did marry to a horse. Yes, I want a divorce. Monday to Sunday, you play horse. Searching. The man in a no time for me. He talking about cotton and eddery. He know who's the horse mother and father. Who is the owner and the trader? This stupid man, he ain't had no shame. He don't even know his grandmother name. But Monday morning, he's lost. In the evening, he's lost. Evening races, he's lost. Double losses, he's lost. Man, I want a divorce. Better I get married to a horse. Yes, I want a divorce. Monday to Sunday, you're playing horse.
KUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas. DJ Nicholas. In the mix.
Feed up, feed up, hey!
KUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas. DJ Nicholas. In the mix.
You better wake up. I need a jet plane to take me non-stop. I can't stay in New York City when there's sunshine and fun in my country. Lyons is the place with the jamming, with Kalyan and Charlie's roots clashing.
In the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas.
DJ Nicholas.
In the mix.
Taxi, taxi! Airport Kennedy! Lauren, you better wake up. I need a jet plane. So take me non-stop. I can't stay in New York City when there's sunshine and fun in my country. Lyons is the place with the jamming, with Kalyan and Charlie's roots clashing.
A little bit of tribute to a singer that I totally enjoyed knowing. And over the years, we've watched him grow through the Calypso scene. Of course, that's Explainer. Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you. It's 35 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. Just want to ask a question. Take out my police badge and I'm going to question this man and find out what he's been up to, because his old broads are asking about him, so I don't know what to answer. Is your microphone ready or it's not ready? Hello, brother Drew. Is everything ready?
Hi, Stretch. How you doing?
Oh, it's ready. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm ready.
Yeah, you're ready, eh? Number one question. Your broads want to know what happened to you.
Who's my broads?
I don't know. I tell them that you're busy.
Yeah, a little busy, but never too busy.
Good. You see, he can't keep seated, folks. He has to run back and forth. He's cooking something. What are you cooking there now?
No, I'm not cooking. I'm just going to enjoy some Owen, the seafood man Owen. I just passed by and picked up a little bit of shrimp with some sticky rice and some seasoned potatoes.
You know,
and a little bit of festival.
You know, you were going to come with me on the Zoom, and you didn't say, let me get one to send on the Zoom to Brother Stretch.
Well, you know, Stretch, I'll take the blame for this one.
Good. All right.
We
have to develop that. Yeah, I'm supposed to check him too, but he's where is his? Give him another plug, because I hear his food is out of this world.
Yeah, Owen, his food, his seafood is really out of this world. You know what I mean? He's doing a great job, doing a lot of community work. He's located in LaSalle, so if you ever have an event and you want to get some great seafood, you know what I mean? His number is 514-569-0456. That's Owen the Seafood Man. 514-569-0456. You know what I mean? He does a great job. He does the calamari, the shrimp, the lobster, the kingfish, the snapper, the salmon. Anything that comes from the ocean, he has it. Even octopus.
Mm.
I went by a couple of weeks ago and he gave me a little octopus to taste. It's not not something that I would eat on the often.
Right.
But it was a little bit tasty. Very chewy.
Good. You know what I mean? It's but, rubbery. Rubbery, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, very rubbery.
I've had a lot of octopuses, both the ones with the 2 foot and the one with the 8. So, you know what I mean? All right. Now, question.
Yeah, but
time.
I'm a lover of calamari and shrimp.
Yeah.
So I try to get that from him at least every other weekend.
Does he cook every Saturday?
Every Saturday. He has his little operation running every Saturday where he's pretty busy. You know what I mean? So like I said, if you guys want to reach out to him, you can either find him on the social media. Or you may, if you guys have my number, you can hit me up and I'll give you the contacts for Owen. But food worth every penny.
Good. Hold on to now. So why did you go to Barbados? You have to tell us that.
Well, Stretch, you know, throughout the pandemic, you know, my partner, John Doe, he passed away. And I promised his wife that when the place opened back up properly, we'll do a proper send-off for him. You know what I mean? And we were trying to plan that event all along throughout this year, 2022. And it just was fitting that the time that I actually got to go was the time around his memorial. And we did that event. It was a very nice event. It was a charity event. A fundraising event where all the proceeds were donated to three different charities in Barbados. And I got to say, thanks to all the artists that came out and supported him. Allison Hines, Ed Yewa, Biggie Irie, Mikey Mercer, Lead Pipe and Sadis, Stiffy, Marsville. I think we had about 18 local artists on the card. And 14 actually came and performed. And it was only 25 Bajan, which is $12.50 US to attend that event. And I mean, like, people got a full show. And when I first communicated to the artists, I told them, I said, look, it's a tribute to John Doe. And if you guys could just pass through and maybe sing 2 or 3 tunes. Stretch, I'm going to tell you. Everyone did almost a whole album.
Mm.
Yeah. The Patriots got their money's worth. I meant like everyone did at least 6 to 8 songs, hyper songs. Like you named the best of the best of Barbados, they were there. And even our beautiful lady, Faye Callender.
Wow.
She was there, Nikita, you know what I mean? If you're Bajan, you know all the names that I'm calling. And they all give their time. They all did it for free. And I got to say thank you to all of those who passed through, all the DJs that passed through. And it was a lovely event. And, you know, I mean, people there, they're like, well, Drew, are you going to do this every year? I said, man, Stretch, it's a lot of work. Not from Canada. Mm-hmm. You guys could do it from Barbados. I would pay my plane ticket and come down and support the event.
Of course, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, especially like if anybody knows Barbados, it's hard to get anything done there, even when you were there in person. So imagine doing it from here, you know what I mean? And it's something that I wish that could continue for him every year. I don't know if you saw the video that I sent you, Stretch, from The Nation.
Yes.
I had sent you a video where they did a recording and everything. And John was really loved. He was really loved and respected.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor, Drew. Just explain to my listeners out of the milieu here, say those in Washington and in the States, tell them who was John Doe.
John Doe was a disc jockey, number one radio personality in Barbados. He was on the air on Hot 95.3 FM for over 20 years, running the morning program that he called it Morning Mayhem. And he was the number one disc jockey in Barbados. In the morning and on the airwaves, and one of the biggest DJs in the island for over 20 something years. You know what I mean? His impact on the business was huge, not only for the artists in Barbados, but a lot of the artists throughout the Caribbean, soca wise, reggae wise. You know what I mean? It's like if John wasn't playing your stuff, nobody wasn't playing it.
Ah.
I mean, he was the man that if you want your music to be played. And the great thing about that is that every crop over Stretch, believe it or not, when an artist wants to release a sound, it's John's program they're going to.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's his loss is a major, you know, it's like it was a shakeup. You know what I mean? It's like an earthquake hit and left a hold in the middle of that industry, entertainment industry in Barbados, because now everybody's searching. Who am I going to get to release my songs? Who am I going to get to push my music for me? You know what I mean? And it's a big loss. And I'll tell you the honest truth, like Hyper Sounds and John Doe was like really good friends. When Hyper Sounds was the last person to perform on the show and he ran on, he sang a song and a half and had to leave the stage.
Mm-hmm.
It was that emotional for him.
Yeah, it is. You know,
what I mean? A lot of these, and you would have to know. And if anybody out there that's listening right now, you would have to know the impact that he had, that you could have Allison Hynes, Edwin Yearwood, every major artist in Barbados came to perform for him for free. They took time out of their busy schedule. Some of them refused to take bookings just to come and perform for him for free. And not only do one song or two songs, they did a whole show. Yeah,
so good to hear. So good to hear, and I'm glad they've paid their respects back to the gentleman. I had the pleasure of meeting him. One year he came up here, and I don't know why he was up here, but he was here. Troubadours were playing in Montreal at the time. And very pleasant person, very pleasant. So you had a good time in Barbados while you're celebrating your John Doe's passing. But what about your mother? You were supposed to call me back last week so I could sing happy birthday for the lady, and you didn't. Mom, it's not me. It's your good-for-nothing son. He never called me back to sing happy birthday.
No, Stretch, what happened last week is that I only came back from Barbados the Monday night.
Excuses.
We were celebrating my mom's 75th on the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I did call you, and my apologies for not getting back to you. We were going to do something special for my mom. But okay, with the family in and the planning of the event and everything, it was like super hectic. You know what I mean? Right. But we gave her flowers last Sunday. You know what
nice.
I mean? Like, when people's alive, you got to show them the love.
Yes.
You got to show them the respect and let them know how much they mean to you.
Yes.
So we had a lot of family in from Barbados, family from Toronto. You know what I mean? My youth had a family that's here, and a lot of her close friends. And we celebrated her 75th last Sunday. And I'm going to say happy belated birthday, Mom. And it was a great, great evening. My daughter and my niece, Alicia from Barbados, they did a beautiful, beautiful decor for the hall. And the food, everything was amazing. It was a great, great evening. And no complaints. No complaints at all. And thanks to everyone that came out for that. Thanks for everyone that sent my mom a happy birthday over the social media. And it was nothing but love last week, Sunday, Stretch. And she even asked for you, but I said, Stretch is not coming. It's Monday, she said to me, how comes I didn't see Stretch?
Yeah.
I said, Stretch is not coming. No way this time.
Happy birthday, Mom, and I'm glad you enjoyed it. And he didn't phone me to remind me, but next year I'll be here to sing happy birthday for you.
And also in Barbados, when I was in Barbados, Stretch, they have something that I went to back in, I think it was 2017, 2018. It's called the Barbados Food and Rum Festival. Yeah, it's something that I think they started it off as a week, but now they put it more as there's a longer duration where they started. Like, I think they're starting it after Crop Over, and they have different events every week. You know what I mean? And leading up to the final weekend, which I think is the beginning of November. And if you guys ever have a chance, check out that event. You can look it up on the web. You can Google it, Barbados Food and Rum Festival. It's a great event. They have lots of chefs, lots of drinks. Like, Stretch.
I'm Why do you, you say drinks then Stretch?
Stretch.
Yeah? Stretch. That's illegal. Stretch. Drinks.
I actually attend a breakfast party.
You tried to represent me? Did you try to represent
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I tried to, Stretch. I made it my business to go to that party for the experience again.
Good.
It was called Rise and Rum.
Rise and started run.
Started at 5 o'clock in the morning. And finish at midday. Okay? And when you walk into
I love my Caribbean. Venue, okay?
Yeah. It was on the beach. Beautiful, beautiful decor. Lots of buffets.
All right. Next year we'll be there.
Lots of personal chefs.
Good.
Lots of drinks. It was actually $150 US all inclusive. They had an area that if you wanted to get a manicure, pedicure, you could have that done. If you wanted to be massaged, you could
I have need a red. I need a red toenail. Toenail.
I even said to one of my friends, I said, you know what? This is the type of event that even if I had to fly down for the weekend,
I
would fly down for the weekend just to attend this event.
All right. I got your wrap up. Now, I have a song that I need to play with a young lady that was here last week, and I can't pronounce her name properly. So I told the lady sitting there to get on air so she can pronounce this lady's name for me, because I don't want to destroy. I destroyed it enough last week. She's going to do a song about her, about Haiti, and I'm saying it is to Francois. He wanted to hear this song because he didn't hear it last night and the last week, and he's trying to. All right, so before we bring on the stars, and you two going to sit there and you're going to throw questions at the stars and leave me alone. It's a Bajan afternoon, okay? So, all right, so let me turn down this music and hello, ma'am, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Stretch?
I am doing fine, too. So I'm here. So Miss Jewel Jones is going to tell you the name of this lady. She's going to do a song about Haiti. And
The name of the lady is Mireille Filasca.
Mireille Filasca. All right. A big That's tribute the to the country of Haiti. They're going through troubles, you know.
Yeah.
Listen to this voice of this lady while you're listening to this song.
Toujours formaté, mes gros plans sur l'histoire. Et c'est ainsi depuis 200 ans bientôt. De rafales en fissure, au pays tu te lamentes. À te retrouver là, ta misère est allée en colonne à la une, mais qui te colonise. Je te dis à demain, autrement dans le Times. Haïti, Haïti, quand la radio t'annonce, bâillonné au grand titre, j'ai mal à mon amour, aussi à mon enfance. Prochaine retrouvaille dans la nuit voyageuse, te dédier mes saisons, si fragile et maligne, qu'en quartier je la pose, dans les rangs et l'angoisse, loin de toi j'ai vécu, comme de souvenances, tes chansons retrouvées, ton vacarme auguré, oh, va et vient des rêves. Je te dis à demain, autrement dans le Times. Haïti, rayonné au grand titre. J'ai mal à mon amour, aussi à mon enfance. Quel temps fera-t-il donc par tes rues à fleurir lorsque tu auras su les prénoms de mon cœur? Je t'ai laissé femme fleur et te retrouve amour qui m'aimera de baiser dans l'été où tout songe. Je rêve à ces parfums, sentinelles et migrateurs, quand se bat en mon cœur la chamade du retour. Haïti, Haïti, femme et d'autant de blessures, je te dis à demain, autrement dans le Times. Haïti, Haïti, quand la radio t'annonce baïonné au grand titre, j'ai mal à mon amour, aussi à mon enfant.
Name, name.
Beautiful.
What's her name?
Mireille Filosca.
Mireille Filosca. And I must say thank you for introducing me to this young lady, because she sings everything. In the background you hear she's doing a little reggae, but I haven't finished with her yet, because I will have to bring her back. I'm in love with her. Thank you for introducing me to her. I'm in love with that voice. Beautiful, beautiful voice. This guy was telling me he lives somewhere near Ottawa. He said he had to get up and he danced with himself. And while he was dancing, his wife came in and said, "It's okay, let me dance with you." Because the voice in this woman.
Beautiful voice. Beautiful. From the time I met her, I fell in love with her right away.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I just want to push her as far as she can go. Yeah. But she is really, really beautiful.
She needs to get out of Montreal. Serious. And I'm not joking when I say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true.
She needs to get out of Montreal and go to Las Vegas, wherever, you know what I mean?
Because somewhere, man. She's a great singer. I you know, and she has the time, but she's young.
Yeah.
You know, she's young and she can go places. She can push as far as she wanna go. I keep pushing her and telling her, you know, to
you know, you just said something here a while ago. She's young. But I'll tell you something. There are lots of singers, and I'll just name one that it came to the top of my head. The guy who did Born Free and Walk Away. He was a bus driver at 48, 50 years of age, and his producer heard him singing. And this is how he became what he is. So, you know, she still has time. She still has time. Anyway, why are we here today? It's 4 minutes to go. And Drew is eating, so he's hiding from us. But we have something that's unusual to me, a comedy team from Barbados that I've never heard of. And then we have the magician himself.
There he is, Drew.
How is that, Drew?
Stretch. You've never heard of rum and coke.
I'm telling you.
Hold on, Drew. I've had many rum and cokes with a C, not the one with K.
But you never had this rum and coke?
No.
I would tell you.
Yes.
You would get drunk off of this rum and coke.
I was just about to say the same thing. You gotta get drunk.
You would get drunk off of this rum and coke. So you need to Google this rum and coke.
I ain't Googling nothing, because I don't believe in Google. Google misleads me all the time. I Google
YouTube rum and coke.
YouTube rum and coke. Yes.
I Google, is Howard Carr good looking, and it never answered me.
No?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, but how come when I Google it, it say yes?
Ah, well, your Google is lying to you. Anyway, you two have me talking rubbish. It's 2 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. Coming in right on the 5 o'clock dot will be two gentlemen from good old Barbados. And who are they?
Rum and Cook.
Red
Pan.
No, Joel.
Yes.
Rum and Cook. Two gentlemen, one act.
You ain't putting me in trouble now, huh?
Yeah. And at 5:30 will be red plastic bag.
Yeah, yeah. Two gentlemen okay. We're going to deal with here now. And if they don't sell it to me, you got to pay me some money, Andrew. Because,
oh, dear.
Yeah, you and you, not only, oh, dear, Jewel Jones have to pay me money, too, because you two selling these two guys. You never had rum and coke. You do, so they better be good.
Because, oh, we in trouble now.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble now.
You know, I'm a miserable.
I better start speaking my French. Eh?
You better start shaking the penny pan.
Yeah. You hear what I'm telling you? Now they call us the angry phones, Mosey.
All right. All right. You know what? While I get the time, I'm going to pay some commercials. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get back. By then, the two gentlemen should have logged in then. All right? So stay tuned to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM. Listen
Pick
kindly.
Up the tree, decorate the tree, make a gift list, invite the in-laws, drop off the canned goods, find that fruitcake recipe for the office party, plan the dinner for Christmas Eve, decorate the house, hang the stockings, wrap the presents, ask Lucas to clean up his room, do the groceries, bake cookies. Right, go get vaccinated.
The holidays are fast approaching. Get vaccinated against COVID-19 now so you'll be protected in time. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Jawan Music Festival cultural event presents to you the 25th anniversary of Jawan Woods Clothing Line. And the celebration goes down Saturday, December 10th inside the Caribbean Food Factory and featuring live from Jamaica, Loot and Fire.
Sometime it gone too deep.
Loot and Fire.
I feel like skank. Lord, skank to the reggae.
The Jawan Music Festival cultural event celebrating 25 years of Jawan Woods clothing with Loot and Fire.